Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from Omax Health. And how may I assist?
I was wanting to cancel my subscription.
Well, we're sorry to hear that. So that I can best assist, if I can please have your name.
My name is Jean Barnes.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Barnes. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
It is 11024 Matherly Way in Noblesville, Indiana, 46060.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. Let's see. Sorry about that. Excuse me, I've gotten your account pulled up that shows your name and address. You're calling us about the Omax Triple Action probiotic that you've been receiving every 2 months.
Correct.
All right. Are you finding that it's backed up since it's coming every 60 days? Excuse me.
No, I've just found a product that I think is probably better.
Oh no. Okay, well, we think ours is pretty good. It usually still stays sold out in the summer months, and we do have pharmacists that recommend it. But of course, according to your preferences, or if there's any family members, of course, that would like to continue, it does have multiple benefits. With the strands that it has, and well, children can't use this one, but we do have a children's one. But it also helps with your urinary tract, even though we have a women's probiotic. Or perhaps you might be interested in the women's probiotic that's
No,
dedicated to urinary tract health.
I'm a physician. You really don't have to review all of that for me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, it didn't have doctor in the account here, but if there is someone else in the family, of course, I'd be happy to extend the shipping periods.
No, that's all right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and what about if, I don't know if we could reduce the cost of it, though.
No, it's not a matter of cost, actually. It's just the organisms that I specifically wanted, I've found in another product.
Okay. All right, well, I do have the cancellation confirmation number for the subscription.
And that is.
Okay, that number is 794-644.
Okay. And has the product already been shipped for the next 2 months? Because I'll have to return it.
No, you
I
haven't
would.
had a shipment until the, well, you had a shipment on the 23rd of July, so that one did ship.
Yes.
And let's see. Also should have been delivered by this time.
So the 23rd of July is not here yet.
No, ma'am, that's the last time that you had a shipment. So that one should have been delivered. I was just going to get the tracking number to find out what the postal service says. But no, you haven't been shipped anything and would not have been shipped anything until September. So that was your last shipment. The post office says they delivered that one to you on the 28th of July.
No, I haven't received it. But I've had a problem with their delivery system though. So I'll check with them. And if I have received it, if they do have it in that lock box, I can just return it unopened.
It is required that they're unopened, but it would have to be returned at your expense if there's a need to pay for it. But we can refund you 50% of what you paid for it if you just wanted to go ahead and keep it, maybe for someone else.
I don't. I just need to send it back. I just wanted to know, I just needed to hear from you how that needs to be done. Usually if I just mark it return for the post office unopened, they return it. I just wanted to make sure that that was acceptable.
As far as your name and your information's on the front, and it goes back to our fulfillment center there.
Okay.
Which the address of it is on the front of the package. But yeah, they said that they did deliver it on the 28th of July.
Okay.
And it is the Noblesville, Indiana 46080. Of course, that's what they put on their website there.
Okay.
But
all right.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
That's all I needed to know. But thank you for your trouble. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, there's no trouble. That's why we're here. We thank you for calling OMAX Health. You have a good day.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.